My name is Jamie Pauls, and today I would like to do a review for you of a music subscription service entitled Press Play. I am required to use an external microphone for this review because my sound card is not allowing me to record my screen reader, Eloquence, as I speak. So it's necessary to do it externally. So I do apologize for that and for the inordinate amount of hum that you hear that even noise reduction isn't taking care of totally. But I think this review will be worth putting up with a little bit of substandard quality, perhaps, for what we can get out of it. I think we're all familiar with file sharing. Of course, the most famous or infamous, depending on which side of the fence you're on, is Napster. And then, of course, now we have Kazaa and some other very popular file sharing programs. So I think we're all equally aware that the days of doing that are probably numbered. The record industry is viciously fighting this, and I believe that if you continue to swap files on the internet, you're skating on really thin ice. And I think for some folks, the ice is already starting to break through. And I personally don't want to put my ISP at risk. They've been very good to me. And I certainly don't want to put myself at risk by continuing to just share files freely and happily and think that that's not going to eventually catch up with me. It might not. But who wants to take that risk? And besides that, I personally feel that I probably should go ahead and pay for what I'm getting off the internet, because quite honestly, there's a lot to be had. Napster in its heyday was incredible as far as the amount of material that a person could find. I could give several examples of being able to find a wide variety of music for a project that I did where I work at a nursing home in activities, and was able to record various tracks that had to do with different themes that we were using throughout the year. And rather than go out and buy dozens of CDs or borrow them from people, I was able to find tracks with Napster. So, I mean, there is some legitimate uses for being able to find music on the internet and being able to access it on the internet. But to expect it to all be free, I think, is unrealistic. So that brings us to the question, what's the answer? Well, one answer, and it's probably not the greatest answer yet, but maybe we're getting somewhere, is a service called Press Play. Now, I believe Roxio has just acquired Press Play, and so how it's going to change in the next few months, I don't know. There are several places to find the service, and of course, Roxio's website is one place. Another place, however, is just simply going to pressplay.com. That's a good place to start. You can actually locate a 30-day trial on their website. And to be honest with you, it's a little hard to find because there are references to 3-day trials, and then there's also a reference to 30-day trial, and I'm not quite sure why there's the conflict there. But I was able to locate a 30-day trial of the program. You do have to give them your credit card information up front. It's just like signing up for Real One or several other services that you could sign up for. You got to give them the info, but they promise you that they won't charge your credit card for 30 days. If you don't like the service, there's a nice, easy link to go ahead and cancel the subscription, so they make it easy for you to get out of. Installation of the pro... Well, first of all, $9.95 a month will get you unlimited streaming, instant access to, they say, over 300,000 tracks. And quite honestly, they've worked with several major record companies, so it's really very possible to find some very well-known artists. You don't just get the little obscure, who's ever heard of those guys, groups. If you think about Napster and Kazaa, you have to download a file, and you have to hope that you can get it downloaded, and you have to hope that it's a good quality when you finally get it to your desktop. With this service, you can instantly access what you're listening to. That's nice. It's a nice feature. So for $9.95 a month, you can do that unlimited. You can also download tracks to the player, and it's kind of like, for my purposes anyway, it's kind of like saving to your library with Audible.com. It's that idea. You can actually, you do download the track to your hard drive, however. But and you can access it through Windows Explorer or something like that, or you can access it from the application itself. And it kind of looks like an Internet Explorer application part of it. We'll actually look at it here in a second. I'm going to do a little bit of a demo. But you can actually access your tracks either from the application itself or from your hard drive. If you just choose to download a track, you at that point cannot burn it to CD, and you can only use the track, listen to it, for as long as you're subscribed to the service. You can, however, choose to have what's called a portable download. And a portable download allows you then to have the track even if you don't continue to utilize the service. You can spend $5.95 for 5 downloads. You can spend $9.95 for 10 downloads, or you can spend $18.95 for 20 downloads. So no matter how you slice it, you know, you're going to be paying about $1 a track, which is kind of high. It's not horrible, I suppose, if you think about what you would spend on a professional CD that would have 10, 12 songs on it, maybe. But it's definitely not the least expensive option. I'm thinking for my purposes, I'm not going to probably be downloading whole albums to, CD. Although they tell you that you can do that. Acquiring the program is no problem. Installation is not a problem. You get a real simple little dialogue asking you what your favorite genre is, and you don't get very many choices. I chose country. I'm going to go to my desktop, and I am going to access Press Play. It takes a really long time for Press Play to log in for some reason. So I have gone ahead and launched it and brought it up. I'm going to turn up the speaker, first of all, so that you can hear. And I'm going to Alt-Tab over to the program.
Pressly login. Pressly dialog. Pressly login.
And I'm going to slow down the speech.
Slower.
Okay. Now, if we just look at, we're just going to tab through this dialog box.
Member name edit.
Member name is great.
Password edit 1. Remember my ID on this computer checkbox not checked.
Okay, it actually is checked. If I was to use the arrow keys.
Edit blank. Checkbox checked. Remember my ID on this computer.
Interesting. Don't have an explanation for that one.
Images/BTM5_signet button.
Okay, you actually, once you get comfortable with the program, recognize the word sign in all of that. The sign-in button. So I'm going to press the Enter key.
Remember my ID on this computer checkbox not checked.
You heard my start navigation click, and the breaking glass sound tells you that it's completed. It's going to take it a minute to load up. It's a pretty good-sized web page that comes up here.
Page has 89 links. Link graphic Marilyn Manson.
Definitely not interested in Marilyn Manson. Going to use the arrow key to work my way down.
Blank press play. Blank. Graphic press play. Blank. Welcome to Maya Falls. Blank. Link graphic Marilyn Manson. Blank. June 10, 2003. Blank. Link graphic press play /BTN_play button_homepage.
Yeah, that's actually a play button. A couple presses down of the arrow key is going to tell me what it's going to play.
Blank. Keith Urban. Link, Raining on Sunday.
Okay, good tune. The Shift-Tab key doesn't take me back to that play button, so I'm going to have to use the up arrow key.
Either blank. Link, graphic, press play /BTN_play button.
Okay, I'm going to hit the Enter key. And
press play /BTN_play button_homepage link.
we should very shortly begin to hear some music. The player that comes up is sort of accessible. You definitely have to use JAWS mouse simulation keys in order to access the controls of this player. And it obviously takes a little while for it to access the track and locate it and bring it up for us to listen to. Read current line.
Link, graphic, press play, slash, knees, head, underline.
Okay, we're still on that play button. I'm going to go down to the bottom of the page. And work my way up.
Link, here for my horses. Toby, keep left. Link, graphic, press play, slash, knees, head, underline. Link, for Edwardsville.
Yeah, try this again.
1967 and 1970.
I've got to go to the JAWS cursor. I'm sorry.
JAWS cursor. Page down.
There we go.
Graphic 557. Graphic 841. Pause. Stop. Previous page.
There we go. Pause.
Boom. Pause. Stop.
Stop.
Left mouse button. Stop
left,
button.
Left mouse button stops it. Okay, you always got to, very often in this program, you have to use the JAWS cursor. So that's very important to. It's probably just as well that I flubbed that up, actually. Suppose I want to search for an artist. That's easily done as well. I'm going to...
Root JAWS to PC.
And I'm going to start working my way down.
Play stop previous next stop.
Actually, let's go back to the home, top of the page, rather.
Graphics, 800, scroll down, sim, graphic nut, scroll down, symbol, artist, scroll down, symbol.
There we go. Artist is what I'm going to click on. I'm going to...
Scroll down, symbol, artist.
Used my JAWS key right arrow to get there. I'm going to left click on this with the mouse simulation keys.
Left mouse button, combo box, artist, 1 of 3.
Okay, now at this point I'm going to switch to PC mode.
PC cursor.
I'm going to go ahead and leave it on artist. Shift tab.
Graphic 894, edit combo, 0 items. Okay.
And I'm going to type in Elton John. Press enter.
More info button.
Give it a second to do its homework. To be honest with you, I can't recall if I will hear the start and end. Yes. Navigation command, or cues, rather. That's rather handy in this program, even though my timing is not real good as far as talking when it's doing its thing. Let's just go ahead and continue using the JAWS movement keys, because that really seems to be the best thing to do in this program. Let's go back to the top of the page. Let's work our way back down till we hear Elton John's name.
Graphic 79. More info. Graphic 894. Elton John, scroll down, symbol, artist, scroll down, symbol, graphic 61.
Let's see what we have underneath still, using the JAWS cursor.
318 artist results for Elton John. Click column headers to re-dash sort alphabetically. Artist header bar, pa header bar, track header bar, album slash source header bar, time header bar, option header bar, graphic 859, graphic 5, Elton John, your song, Elton John 404, graphic 650,
okay.
Elton John, tiny dancer, madman across.
Good song. Let's use the home key to make sure that we know where we are. I'm going to move word by word.
John, tiny dancer.
I'm going to right click on this, using, again, the mouse movement commands.
Right mouse button, context menu, Don John, tiny dancer,
okay.
Madman.
Let's go back to PC mode.
PC cursor. Play.
The first option right there is play. I'm just going to use the down arrow keys.
Add to now playing. Bookmark track left parent as right parent. Add to playlist. Add to new playlist. Download track left parent as right parent.
Again, it's not yours when you do that. It's yours only as long as you're subscribed.
Make track left parent as right parent portable.
That's going to cost you. You can make it portable, but once you burn it to CD, it's going to cost you.
Artist info. Album info. Find the members' collections. Recommended artists. Play.
Okay, we're back to where we started. Burning a track to CD in this program is not at all accessible. You'll have to do it from Windows Media Player. Not a difficult thing to do.
Leaving menus. List 1. List view. Elton John. Tiny Dancer. Madman. Across the Water. 616. Graphic 44. Graphic 223. 2 of 318.
Just waiting for it to play. And there it is. See what a press of the tab key will do for us. Well,
Elton John Tiny.
Okay.
Combo box artist.
So we're still where we were then. Interesting. Okay. Let's go back to the bottom of the page. Access that. Activate that Jaws cursor.
Jaws cursor. Page down. Graphic 557. Graphic 368. Graphic 6. Graphic 296. Pause. Stop. Previous. Next. Elton.
Okay.
John. Home. Pause. Stop. Left mouse button. Stop button.
Okay. Good.
PC cursor.
At the very top of the page.
Jaws cursor. Page up. Home. File button. My account button. Help button. Minimize. Maximize. Close.
You have you just heard what it just read. I don't need to repeat it for you. File button is kind of helpful.
File button. Left mouse button. Context menu options. Sign out. Switch member name. Exit.
Just using the down arrow key.
Options.
Okay. If I press escape.
Leaving menus. File button.
That's a familiar little dialogue.
My account button.
Rather button, I should say. I'm just using the tab key now. I've actually switched focus, and I'm in PC mode again, so I can actually use the tab keys in the normal way that you would expect.
Help button, home button, search music button.
Search music.
My music button.
And that is the way to access what's already downloaded on your hard drive. Works just exactly the same way as if you were searching on the web.
Burn tracks button.
Again, wish that was accessible. It's accessible right up to the point where you're getting ready to actually burn a CD, and I have not been able to find the burn CD button at this time.
Message boards button. File button.
Okay. Let's see if we can access the My Account
Jaws
button.
Jaws cursor. Page home. File button. My Account button.
I'm going to left click on that.
Left mouse button. Context menu. Account status.
There you go. Account status.
Member information. Public profile. 6/restore. Update. Press play. Refresh track options. Account status.
So, it is accessible. It takes some doing. Once you leave where you want to be, sometimes it can be really difficult to regain focus. You know, a lot of programs, there are several ways to do one thing. That's true in this program. However, the ways that I've demonstrated today are the most reliable, or at least that I have found. I believe it's usable. I believe it needs a lot of work. I think some script writers might be able to deal with the focus issues. Perhaps I would like to see this program behave a lot more like an Internet Explorer application. But for now, for my purposes, I'm going to consider it accessible enough. I'm going to keep the service for a while and just see kind of what cooks, what develops. Hopefully we'll move in the right direction. If blind people let press play know that their service is being utilized, that we're willing to pay for a service, but that we need some access, accessibility, then perhaps they're going to be willing to talk to us and to work with us. Hope you've enjoyed the review. You can contact me at my personal email address, jpauls@greenhills.net. I am currently on Blind Tech, although I don't think we should be clogging that list with audio issues. I will probably join the ACB Radio Friends list again for a while and see if there's any discussion that comes up here on that. To be honest with you, PC audio is just too high traffic for me right now. As far as being able to manage the list that I'm on, I'm having to kind of cut back quite a little bit. Hope you've enjoyed the review. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to contact me. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
And that concludes Main Menu for this week. Main Menu will be taking a break for convention, and then there'll be a new host for Main Menu at some point down the track. This is my final show, and I would just like to say it's been a pleasure to do Main Menu over the last 3 years. To bring you 2 hours of new technology reviews and news information every week has been a huge challenge, and it wouldn't have been possible without all of the volunteers from around the world who have consistently submitted reviews of great quality. I've enjoyed getting a look at some of the latest and greatest technology to bring you the movers and shakers and to get your feedback on the kind of thing that you would like in Main Menu. Between us, we've managed to make Main Menu the definitive source for news stories on technology as it affects blind people. But now the time has come for me to stop reporting on all of this stuff and reviewing it and actually getting involved in its design and its marketing and its development as I take up my new role shortly as the Product Marketing Manager for the BrailleNote family of products with Pulse Data International. So no doubt you may hear me from time to time on Main Menu, but on the other side of the microphone. I've really enjoyed it a lot, and I wish Main Menu all the best for the future. The show is not going away. It will continue with a new host, so do stay tuned to ACB Radio Mainstream. Thank you very much for your emails and your listening in and your support over the last 3 years, and bye for now. Main Menu.